Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of Echoes Rising as we explore the timelines with Christ Jesus through faith and the power of the Holy Spirit as God sits on the throne and watches, and all of heaven watches and all of earth watches as we pick up where we left off. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord God Almighty in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, humble, Lord, thankful, Lord, with thanksgiving and hearts full of praise and rejoicing, Lord, for who you are, Lord. No matter how the enemy tries to attack at every angle, Lord, we say shout to the King of Savior. He watches over us. He makes sure that we're safe. He makes sure that we are okay. His word will never be stopped. His word will never be defeated. His people will never fail, Lord. We praise your holy name for the remnants, Lord. We praise your holy name for the mighty work that you're doing, Lord. To speak through me, Lord, as we embark through your living word in the New Living Translation, Psalms 106. I pray for every heartbeat that's in attendance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Psalms 106 says, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise him half enough? Happy are those who deal justly with others and always do what is right. Remember me too, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to me with your salvation. Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miracles. They soon forgot his many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against him at the Red Sea. Even so, he saved them to defend the honor of his name and to demonstrate his mighty power. He commanded the Red Sea to divide, and a dry path appeared. He led Israel across the sea bottom that was as dry as desert. Thank you, Lord, for the water walkers. Thank you, Lord, for your might. Thank you, Lord, for defending your name through the timelines. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10, so he rescued them from their enemies and redeemed them from their foes. Then the water returned and covered their enemies. Not one of them survived. Then, at last, his people believed his promises. Then they finally sang his praise. Yet, how quickly they forgot what he had done. They wouldn't wait for his counsel. Thank you, Lord, that the counsel has arrived. In the wilderness, their desires ran wild, testing God's patience in that dry land. So he gave them what they asked for, but he sent a plague along with it. The people in the camp were jealous of Moses and even envious of Aaron, the Lord's holy priest. Because of this, the earth opened up. It swallowed Dathan, and it buried Abiram and the other rebels. Fire fell upon their followers. A flame consumed the wicked. The people made a calf at Mount Sinai. They bowed before an image made of gold. They traded their glorious God for a statue of grass-eating ox. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such wonderful things in that land, such awesome deeds at the Red Sea. So he declared he would destroy them, but Moses, his chosen one, stepped between the Lord and the people. He begged him to turn from his anger and not destroy them. The people refused to enter the pleasant land, for they wouldn't believe his promise to care for them. Instead, they grumbled in their tents and refused to obey the Lord. Therefore, he swore that he would kill them in the wilderness, that he would scatter their descendants among the nations, exiling them to distant lands. Then our ancestors joined in the worship of Baal at Peor. They even ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They angered the Lord with all these things, so a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas had the courage to step in, and the plague was stopped. So he has been regarded as a righteous man ever since that time. At Meribah, too, they angered the Lord, causing Moses serious trouble. They made Moses angry, and he spoke foolishly. Israel failed to destroy the nations in the land, as the Lord had told them. Instead, they mingled among the pagans and adopted their evil customs. They worshipped their idols and led to their downfall. They even sacrificed their sons and daughters to the demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, by sacrificing them to the idols of Canaan. They polluted the land with murder. They defiled themselves by their evil deeds, and their love of idols was adultery in the Lord's sight. That is why the Lord's anger burned against his people. He abhorred his own special possession. He handed them over to the pagan nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies crushed them and brought them under cruel power. Again and again he delivered them, but they continued to rebel against him, and they were finally destroyed by their sin. Even so, he pitied them in their distress and listened to their cries. He remembered his covenant with them and relented because of his unfailing love. Thank you for your unfailing love. He even caused their captors to treat them with kindness. O Lord our God, save us. Gather us back from among the nations so we can thank your holy name and rejoice you and praise you. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Insight, Psalms 106. The psalmist reflected on the failures of the present generation in Israel and the mistakes of the past generations. In recovery, we must do the same. Our failures are often closely tied to the mistakes of our parents and grandparents. We need to look back and forgive those who have hurt us. Then we should honestly assess our own mistakes, taking responsibility for them and seeking forgiveness from those who have hurt. Just as God revealed his goodness by rescuing the Israelites from their enemies, he will forgive us and support us in the recovery process. Help us recover, Lord. Help the Israelites recover in Jesus' name. We all get discouraged when we fail. Like the people of Israel, we sometimes have very short memories. We learn a lesson one day, only to forget it the next. After failing repeatedly, we need to remember that God has pulled us through in the past, and he is able and willing to do it again. God is always willing to help us if we are sincerely sorry and truly desire to change. We must be careful, however, not to test God's patience to the breaking point. If we sin willfully, we will suffer the consequences. God hates sin. When we continue in our sinful ways, we shouldn't expect him to be pleased with us. God's judgment sometimes follows swiftly and may come from unexpected sources. Our sin will eventually destroy us, yet God never abandons us or forever. His goal is still to free us from the bondage of our sin. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me free from jail. I pray for all of the officers for their kindness in Jesus' name. Bless their families in Jesus' name. For he has gathered, verse 3, he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for his wonderful deeds to them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness, in deepest gloom. Lord, get me out of this darkness. Get me out of this gloomy feeling. Lead me to the city that you want me to be in so I can rejoice and praise your name forever. Helping sinners find you like you found me. Verse 11, they rebelled against the word of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell, and no one helped them rise again. 13, Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and the deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their prison bars of iron. Some were fools in their rebellion. They suffered for their sins. Their appetites were gone and death was near. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He spoke, and they were healed. Snatched the poor from death. Snatched from the door of death. Verse 20. He spoke, and they were healed. Snatched from the door of death. Thank you, Lord, for snatching me from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. Some went off in ships, plying the trade routes of the world. They too observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke and the winds rose, stirring up the waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and sank again to the depths. The sailors cringed in terror. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He calmed the storms to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was the stillness as he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. Let them exalt him publicly before the congregation and before the leaders of the nation. He changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry land. He turns the fruitful land into salty wastelands because of the wickedness of those who live there. But he also turns deserts into pools of water, the dry land into flowing springs. He brings the hungry to settle there and build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. They raise large families there, and their herds of cattle increased. When they decreased in number and became impoverished through oppression, trouble, and sorrow, the Lord pours contempt on their princes, causing them to wander in trackless wastelands. But he rescues the poor from their distress and increases their families like vast flocks of sheep. The godly will see the things and be glad, while the wicked are stricken silent. Those who are wise will take all this to heart. I take all this to heart, Lord. Let your will be done. They will see in our history, the faithful love of the Lord. Insight for 107. Insight for 107. When we reject God and his plan, we live in spiritual darkness. We are like prisoners in chains. God punishes evil acts with heavy penalties, including God's divine punishment and the natural consequences of disobedience. The psalmist's announcement of punishment, however, should not leave us in despair. His comments end on a hopeful note. If we come to our senses and ask God for his deliverance, he will help us escape from bondage and heal us. Lord, I come to my senses and I repent of my sins and I ask to be delivered, Lord. Delivered to a place where I can serve you peacefully with my people, with your people, leading all lost people to you, Lord, and bringing back the backsliders. Sometimes we feel that we are in a small ship plowing through stormy seas and about to go under. Bad memories and a sense of failure make our world seem dark and hopeless. The longer the storm rages, the more we fear and lose all hope of rescue. But when we cry out to God in our trouble, he will turn our storm-tossed life into a calm and peaceful sea and restore our joy. We must turn to him for help, follow his plan for a healthy living, and patiently await his deliverance.